The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we're going to look once again at the Gospel by St. Luke and the very first chapter. We shall notice especially verse 4, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Now, I think we pointed out that Dr. Luke dedicates this Gospel to Theophilus, and he reminds him that he himself had perfect understanding, and that what had been communicated to him came from those who were personal eyewitnesses from the very beginning, and not only so, but that they were ministers of the Word of God. And of course, he could say, as we've already intimated, and using his own words, having had perfect understanding. Now, I'm sure he would command the attention, would he not, of anyone. Now, we pointed out that in the Old Testament, Job, the patriarch Job, could say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And then also reminded you of another witness, namely Abraham. And of course, he is referred to by our Lord Jesus Christ when he was here upon this scene. And he says of him, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. And so Abraham looked down through the annals of time, and it was on that solemn occasion when he was offering up his own son Isaac upon the altar. And then he said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. And of course, Abraham was looking right down through to that place called Calvary, where our Lord Jesus Christ should be offered up as the Lamb of God, which beareth away the sin of the world. Now, three things I'm going to notice with you, and I hope that you'll just give these a little place in your heart. At least you think them over. And we have been stressing personal witness, personal testimony to the knowledge of God, the definite knowledge of redemption, the definite knowledge of salvation. Now I'm going to use two other passages. The first one is found in the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. And Paul, having given his own personal testimony, and we reminded you of this, where he said, in writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Beyond the shadow of a shade of a doubt, he knew that his soul was safe and eternally secure. But when he writes to the Corinthians, he associates the believers there at Corinth with himself, and this is what he has to say. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Oh, how wonderful, I'm sure, as Paul wrote those words and could say to those Corinthian believers, he could speak those words of comfort and cheer as he says, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, I want you to notice what could be your personal witness. In other words, you would find it in the first epistle of John and in that fifth chapter, and I hope that you'll turn to it and see it. First John chapter 5, and reading it about verse 9, we read, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. This is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, will you listen to this verse? That's verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, let me link up the three passages together. First, the Apostle Paul says, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And then he writes to the Corinthians and he says, we know that if this earthly house of our tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. But listen to this. Now this is personal. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And if you've never done that, do it today. And present and eternal salvation will be yours, and you'll be able to say with Abraham, with Job, and with Dr. Luke and Theophilus and unnumbered thousands, I know now that I too have eternal life, and I'm just waiting that time when I'll be called to share the glories that have been so dearly purchased for me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.